Guppy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Here we go, friends, to Duffy's Tavern, with our guest tonight, Sir Cedric Hardwick, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Duffy's Tavern, where do you late mate date? Archie DiMaggio speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Oh, yeah, big crowd here tonight. No-Nose Cone, Machine Gun Van Smythe, Second Story Jackson, Sir Cedric Hardwick. Hardwick, Duffy. Not Airwick. Yeah, this guy just looks like he's smelling something bad. He's sort of a sneering Clifton Webb. Only even more contemptible. He's always got that kind of an expression on his face, you know, if he was a baby, you'd burp. What's he like? Well, you know the kind of a two-fisted He-Man, red-blooded guy you always hope your sister'll get? Hardwick's the kind she winds up with. Duffy, you've seen a guy acting on a stage and in pictures, you know, and Stanley and Livingston, he was Livingston. And the amazing Dr. Clitterhouse, he was Clitterhouse. In Le Miserable, he was miserable. Of course, that's just one guy's opinion. Yeah, he's the famous British cinema actor. In fact, tonight, in his honor, we're serving ham with chutney. Well, look, Duffy, I gotta go now. I'm busy making up a sign. Okay. Now, let me finish painting this rent sign. Let's see, second story vacancy.
Hello, Arch.
Oh, hello, Finnegan. I ain't seen you in a month of dog's ages. What have you been doing with yourself?
Oh, the usual thing. Eating, sleeping, licking paste off of the wallpaper.
Well, that's good fun.
Yeah, I've been doing some fishing, too.
Fishing, that's nice. What do you use for bait?
Caviar.
Caviar?
Yeah.
For bait?
Yeah. I find I catch a better class of fish.
Well, tell me, where do you do this fishing, Finnegan? In the mountains?
No.
The lake?
No.
The ocean?
No. Try Brooks.
Brooks?
No.
Well, where?
The living room.
Your living room?
Arch, where else would you keep a goldfish bowl?
But catching poor little goldfish, Finnegan, that's unsportsmanlike.
Not in my case.
Why not?
Well, I ain't got no fish in the bowl. Oh.
Then what's the point of fishing?
It's just for personal satisfaction.
Personal satisfaction?
Yep. I'm the only fisherman in the world that knows why he ain't getting bite. Say, Arch, you do. What are you painting there?
I'm painting a sign. You want me to read it to you?
Please, Arch. I am capable of reading it myself.
Well, I'm sorry.
You think you're talking to a dope?
I said I'm sorry.
Well, let me read that sign. Well,
So Duffy's is raising the price of meatballs.
The sign says bachelor apartment for rent.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Imagine a good reader like me missing it by that much.
Tommy, whose apartment is it, Arch?
It's mine. Hey, Finnegan, would you be interested in sharing it with me?
Oh, not me, Arch. I can't stand the location.
What's wrong with the location?
It's too far from the bathroom.
So what? You never take a bath anyhow.
I know. But you think I want to walk all the way down to the East River to sail me boat?
That lets you out.
Archie, how big is this apartment?
Oh, it's plenty big. Let me see. 2, 3, 4, 5. It's about 5 feet by 8 feet. And when I hang up my shaving mirror, it seems even more spacious than it sounds.
Spacious?
You heard me.
I wouldn't even use it for a hope chest. And you know, I don't have much hope.
That I can understand.
Bonsoir, Monsieur Archie.
Oh, good evening, Pierre. Folks, this is Pierre, my new decorator.
Lucky Pierre.
Funny thing, we were just talking about decorating, Pierre. Hey, what are you looking at?
This wallpaper. It has such an unusual design.
What's unusual about it?
It moves.
If you think this is unusual, you ought to see the design in the kitchen. We ain't even got wallpaper, neither. Now, about the apartment, did you get a chance to drop in to look at it?
No. First, I wanted to take another look at you.
At me?
I like to study my client so that the house should reflect his personality.
Here's where we wind up with four bare walls.
My motto is, I furnish the house, you furnish the face. Now, Archie, let me take a good look at your profile.
Profile? Okay. Side view or full face?
Let's try the side view.
Okay.
Magnifique. Ooh la la!
You see, Miss Duffy? And you was worried about the feminine touch. Well, tell me, what type am I, Pierre?
I would say that you are definitely the curtain type.
The cretin. I always thought of myself as being a little more chintzy.
Oh, Archie, you're just pulling my drapes. But you have such a charming sense of humor. I must remember to capture that mood in the plumbing.
Pray do, and I hope you'll do a good job, Pierre. After all, don't forget it. Man's home is his castle.
Castle? With that long underwear hanging out of the window?
So what?
Only time that place ever looks like a castle is on Monday when the drawbridges is down. Well, have you rented that room yet, Mr. Archie?
No, and I can't understand it, Eddie. It's a beautiful room and a very solid, well-constructed building.
Well-constructed?
They don't build places like that no more. You know, that building was condemned 10 years ago and it's still standing.
By the way, who's that drunk coming in the door?
Eddie, please, that's a Cedric Hardwick. He ain't drunk. He just has his eyes closed like that because he's so bored. It's a Cedric Hardwick. Look at him, Eddie. You can tell that he's real nobility, you know, so distinguished and dissipated. When he reaches his hand down, you don't know whether he's coming up with a sword or a bottle. Real royalty.
Archie, what should I do when I meet him? Curtsy?
Well, certainly not. Just because he's a knight, there's no reason to treat him no different from no other bum that walks in. Good evening, Hardwick. As I understand it, you are Sir Cedric Hardwick?
That is correct.
Permit me. I am Archie. A commoner.
I'm pleased to meet you. Anyway.
Archie, I haven't met this gentleman.
Oh, allow me to introduce myself. I am Sir Cedric Hardwick.
Likewise, I'm sure.
You mean that you are Sir Cedric Hardwick, too?
No. Likewise, I'm sure means pleased to meet you.
Oh.
Pleased to meet you.
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
Likewise, I'm sure. Let me look at you. Oh, my, but you're sophisticated and cultured and refined, ain't you?
Yeah.
Now, what on earth are you giggling about?
Oh, I was just thinking, I've never been kissed by a sophisticated, cultured, refined gentleman like you, Sir Hardwick. Or may I call you Cedric?
Call me, Stinky.
Duffy, look, lay off of the guy, will you?
Why should I? You see, Sir Cedric, I'm the type that speaks right out of her mind.
Yeah, so I see.
Yes. You know, and as I say, you seem so refined by comparison. Most of the fellows I go out with are such slobs.
Yes, the better type of slob, I trust.
Not even that.
Yes. I guess I'm just too choosy.
Choosy? This from a dame that runs around with a marriage license made out to whom it may concern.
Information, I could have walked down the bridle path many times.
Yes, with a bit in your mouth, no doubt.
Oh, Sir Hardwick, oh, you're such a tease.
Oh, fish tosh, old girl. You're rather droll yourself.
Say, you're English.
That's amazing. However did you guess?
Oh, I don't know. Woman's intuition, I suppose.
Look, Miss Duffy, if you got such wonderful woman's intuition, you'll get back to the cash register. This guy is married.
You are?
Yes.
Well, at least it was a try. I'll see you again sometime.
Well, Sir Cedric, now that she's gone, we can breathe easier.
You mean you can breathe in this place?
I see what you mean, but you'll have to forgive us. We're just reopening the place.
Oh, you mean I got in here before the air.
Look, Hardwick, I seen some of them pictures of yours that didn't smell exactly like no lilacs needed.
Well, in your case, we were at a slight disadvantage in making those pictures. You see, we were trying to appeal to people.
Say, Arch, I was just... Well, well, well. If it ain't one of our cousins from across the sea. How'd you do?
My word. A Tory.
Say, Arch, who's the bigger puss?
Honey, please, you're insulting royalty. Now, let me properly introduce you. This is Sir Cedric Hardwick, a knight, you know, touched on the head with a sword. Sir Cedric, this is Clifton Finnegan, touched on the head.
Well, I'm charmed.
Well, I'm devastated. Sir Cedric?
Yes?
Will I kiss your hand?
Yes. Don't you think that we should wait until we know each other a little better?
Wait a minute. That boy. Yeah. I remember you from that French picture. Jean Valjean, you're under arrest. You are guilty of clipping a bakery.
Now let me hear you say.
Jean Valjean, you're under arrest. You're guilty of clipping a bakery.
Yeah, just as I thought. My imitation is perfect.
You'll have to excuse Clifton, Sir Cedric. You see, before he was born, his mother wanted a baby. Father wanted an Airedale, so they compromised and had Finnegan.
Really, how unwise of them.
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Hardwick. I got an idea.
Well, shake your head, maybe it'll go away.
I'm wondering, ain't there a spot for a guy like me in Hollywood?
No, I'm afraid not. We have enough producers.
Well, if there's ever an opening,
An opening, it'll be in your head. Now stop bothering us. Get out of here.
Okay, Arch.
Well, Archie, I think I better run along now. I have to find a place to live.
What?
My bags are still down at the railroad station.
Nana from Europa. Hardwick, me roommate.
Roommate? You mean you can put me up, old boy?
Blimey, yes, I'll rent you off of me Diggins.
Diggins?
That's English for off of me apartment. Funny, I always keep thinking I'm back at Oxford.
Yes. And where are those Diggins located?
Well, you know where Park Avenue is?
Yes.
You know where the Waldorf is?
Yes.
Well, you take a bus right there. And you keep going east until you start smelling pastrami. The address is 442 and a half Avenue A.
But what about the apartment? What exposure do you have?
Exposure? Oh, yeah. Oh, well, there's a school teacher that dresses right across the alley.
Yeah. The trouble is those school teachers always get up so frightfully early.
That's true, but don't forget, there's always Saturdays and Sundays.
How true. How much rent are you asking?
How much rent? Well, I pay $4 a month.
$4 a month?
Look, if you want to live in a dump, go get something cheap. These days, for less than $4, you have to live with the pigs.
That doesn't give me a very wide choice, does it?
It's all right. Yeah, it's a real classy place, you know. Genuine tar paper on the roof and indirect lighting from the chop suey sign across the street. The linen changed every day.
Every day,
Yeah,
from one bed to the other.
All right, Eddie. Well, what do you say, Sir Cedric?
Well, I don't know, old chap. You see, I never lived with anybody before.
Well, so what? People taking dogs, parrots. I can get used to it. Especially if we do things systematic. Now, tell me, do you take baths?
Well, it isn't a hobby, but, well, I indulge.
Okay, then we won't have no trouble about the bathtub. We'll split it. One Saturday you get it, the next Saturday I get it.
My, my, you're a regular water spaniel.
Well, it runs in my family. My mother had these long ears, too. Now, let's see, well, so I suppose you might occasionally want to entertain a young lady?
Well, I'm certainly not going to take all those baths for nothing, old boy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're an epicure. And what else? You can have half of the radiator.
Why do I need half of a radiator?
But drying your socks. You think I want a roommate that's going to walk around with wet socks on?
Well, couldn't I hang my feet out of the window?
Please. From an apartment that I am personally decorating, I would prefer that one would not dangle one's dogs.
Just a minute. You say that you are doing the decorating?
Well, I have a French decorator, but he's just a stooge that I use to steal my ideas. In fact, at this very moment, he is busily engaged in contemplating the decor of the establishment.
What?
He's casing the joint.
Oh, then you've no idea what period it will be done in.
Oh, sure. It'll be done between now and the time that you'll move in. So what do you say? You want to be partners?
Very well, partner. It's a deal.
Okay, partner. It's a deal. Oh, by the way, partner.
Yes, partner?
Partner, we're in a bit of a pickle.
What do you mean?
Partner, we owe 4 months back rent.
Well, Archie, I am back.
Oh, hello, Pierre. Did you look over the apartment?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, what do you think? Can something be done with it?
Why not, after all they fixed up Pompeii?
Oh, by the way, Pierre, I would like you to meet me new roommate, Sir Cedric Hardwick.
Oh, bonsoir, Sir Cedric.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Now that we're all together, have you got any suggestions, Pierre, for our little chateau?
Well, first of all, the drapes. You would not want the windows without the drapes.
Natural, mon. Combien de moolah for these drapes?
$85.
Pierre, couldn't we add a Russian touch and maybe just use some cheap iron curtains?
Now, about the rug.
Oh, yes, the rug. What color will that be?
Oh, perhaps russet, or maybe saffron, or perhaps beige.
Tell me, Pierre, whatever happened to red, yellow, and purple? But look, I don't want to make all the decisions. Tell me, Hardwick, have you any preferences?
Well, personally, I like Dubonnet.
Anything you say, kid. Eddie, a shot of Dubonnet.
Now, one other thing, Archie. To make the room warm and friendly, I think you should have some objet d'art.
Some what?
Objet d'art.
We can't have them.
Why not?
We wouldn't have no room for the mouse traps.
Oh, we have mice?
Well, a few.
Oh, how exciting, Anston, is I can dress for the hunt.
Well, that's very sporting, partner. Remind me to fill the traps with old English cheddar. By the way, Pierre, me roommate was asking about period furniture. Now, what period was you figuring to use?
Oh, Georgian, early colonial, Regency. What period would you like?
Well, anything but Chippendale. I'm so fed up with Chippendale.
And what about you, Sir Cedric?
Well, personally, I'm a Heppelwhite man.
Heppelwhite? But Sir Cedric, it's a bourgeois.
Well, Archie, what period would you like?
Oh, I don't know. What's left?
Sheraton? Directoire?
Wait a minute, I got it. Louis the Cairns.
What?
Louis the Cairns. We'll do the whole place in Louis the Cairns. I can see it already. A Hungarian chintz carpet with aubergine drapes. Soft lights with an antique candelabra, you know. Touched off with sparkling Roman candles. Soft neon lights over the antimacassar. Then over in the corner, halfway between the fireplace and the hearth, we'll have a cornucopia with incense spouting out of it. And then in the other corner, for balance, we'll have a Duncan fight. Or maybe some drums. In the third corner, we'll have a high boy. In the opposite corner, a midget. And up on the walls, a lot of old prints, you know, curried in hives, of course. And get this, instead of chairs, we'll fill up the room with a lot of beautiful stuffed Cossacks. And now, for the final touch, Sir Cedric, in the bathroom, we'll have individual towel racks with soft, fluffy, cerise towels marked his and sir's. Well, Hardwick, how does it sound to you?
How does it sound?
Yeah.
Sounds like a place where an Arabian would like to spend his days. Good night, partner. I'm checking into the Waldorf.
Oh, wait a minute. Come back here, Hardwick. You can't do that. You want me to stay in that crummy apartment all alone? And what about that $4 you owe me for the Louis the King?
Duffy. Yeah, well, have a good time and he'll be with you next week.
It's time to leave Duffy's Tavern for now, but be sure to be with us again next time for another hilarious get-together at everybody's favorite tavern. Yeah.